My name's Emma Ritzy. I'm a senior in the School of Hospitality Administration, so 2014. I studied abroad in London spring of my junior year, and it pertained because I'm studying hospitality, so I worked in a hotel over there and took some tourism classes. Maybe like 50% of my friend group was still here, decided not to study abroad or studied in a different semester than I did.
And how did you hear about the Boston Marathon bombings when you were abroad?
Well, I stepped into our like common room kitchen in the dorms in London, and it was just on TV. Everyone was just sort of gathered around the TVs, and you could just feel like the whole building's energy just dropped. Everyone was just devastated by it.
Yeah.
You know? And everyone was worried, and everyone was like frantically trying to get a hold of their friends if they had family back here or anything like that. Because obviously, you know, the day of the marathon, everyone's out and they're drinking, and who knows what part of the race they're at. I know the year before we were right in that area. So who knows if my friends had been there.
So is that what you thought, like my friends could be there right now?
Yeah, exactly. Like it was really, really scary. But then I found out really quickly, and thank God again for like social media, for once Facebook is useful.
Yeah.
But everyone was just, since everyone's phones were down, everyone was just posting like, I'm fine. Don't worry. Like I'm safe. My phone's not working. But so it was a relief to see everyone, even if they weren't like super close friends, just being like, I'm okay. Like,
and you can't really use your phone when you're abroad, right? So, or it's tougher
too.
So you like
couldn't call anyone.
Exactly. So yeah, that was.
Yeah, and we're, you know, hours off and everything. So I think it was like 5 hours forward. So it must have been like nighttime. So we like come back from our day, and it was just like, oh God. I mean, unfortunately, some people were hurt, but did not make it. But all of my friends were fine, so that's really good. But you know, something like this is kind of interesting because like I feel like it brings together people who you wouldn't normally talk to. I feel like I spoke to people on the internet, wouldn't necessarily talk to every day or hadn't talked to since I'd left, but, you know, just checking in and being like, are you okay? Like, is everyone you care about okay? And they're like, yeah, thanks for checking in, you know, and everything. So, especially being so far away because you couldn't call, you couldn't see the effects. So on the ground, especially when they shut down the whole city, I have no idea what that was like on the ground here. You know, all you see is in the news, and it was basically just these like same five clips of like the bomb going off or crying and, you know, running and stuff like that. It was pretty scary to be so disconnected from it. We just sort of, I remember sitting in the common room and everyone on my floor, because, you know, it's a dorm, so there's like one television. Everyone was just sitting in the kitchen, just like dead silent. Definitely a damper on the whole,
naturally,
the whole day.
Yeah.
I remember sitting outside because, like, I'm going out for, like, a smoke to just, like, kind of clear my head. And there was just, like, three or four people sitting out there, like, just in their own, like, silent, like, sad. Just a sad, sad event. But I think this year will go well. Boston has, I think.
You see, you're hopeful for the marathon this year. Okay, because
that
was one. Yeah.
Definitely. Because, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Boston is such a community which is the cool thing about living here. I don't think we'll let it get us down, you know? Because I feel like the fact that the day that they, like, shut down the streets and stuff, that everyone actually did go inside and, like, it was such a communal thing.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, watching that, especially from so far away, it was just like, hell yeah, Boston. Like, I feel good about that. Like, it's nice that it's such a community that everyone, like, when there is tragedy or when there is, you know, a need for it, everyone will come together and
Boston's good like that.
Totally.